Welcome to The Doctor's Inn, a contemporary radio show with local surgeon Dr. Ralph Salvagno, who will be taking you on a journey discussing current medical issues affecting you and our community. The Doctor's Inn is produced by Artworks LLC. Art and Ruth Ann Callahan, owners of Artworks, specialize in innovative communications that help you make history today for your business, nonprofit, or service club. And now, here's your host for today's The Doctor's Inn broadcast, Dr. Ralph Salvagno.
Welcome to another visit. The Doctor's Inn, I'm Dr. Ralph Salvagno. Those of you who have listened to the show before will recognize the name Scott Caywood. Those who are new to the program, allow me to introduce a gifted artist. Scott has recently installed a magnificent sculpture in my office on Western Maryland Parkway. Towering almost 10 feet tall, the metallic sculpture of a man and woman holding a child aloft is unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's art, but so much more than that. Welcome, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Ralph. How are you?
Good. You miss your babies?
Very much. There's a big empty place there where they used to live.
So tell us a little bit about this sculpture.
Well, we started the sculpture with conversations about what Ralph needed, what he wanted for his building and his practice. And through those conversations, we just evolved with the idea and a concept that I think started primarily as being found object sculptures to evolving into more figurative pieces, although it is still found objects. We just worked it different.
Yeah, I remember at the very beginning, I said, I'm just going to drop off some stuff and you can do it. I'm not going to tell you what it is and you can do it with what you want to. But it really evolved from that.
It did. And, you know, I was looking at, I had that box of those parts and I'd look at it. And I think, what is this for? But to me, it looks like an elbow piece. And I did incorporate some of them. Ended up putting like an artificial knee in one of the elbows.
Right, you got the knees in the elbows and knees at the back of the spine and hips on the head. And
right, that's where they fit in my
piece. That's why you didn't go to medical school, right?
Right. I did. I flunked out. But, you know, like I say, though, it started off really heavily found object oriented. But as we talked about it and it became more apparent, there was, I remember the word elegant coming in really strongly and reading to me very strongly. And as I thought about it, it became more human. I didn't want these guys to be monsters or aliens or, you know, something other. I wanted them to have a really powerful human aspect to it.
Yeah, I think we did talk about that at the very beginning, that it was what I was trying to get across was, you know, what we do is a little bit complicated and sometimes involves metal and plastic and other things, but there is a human part of it. And I think you really brought that out very well.
And having gone through hip surgery myself twice, there was that human aspect to it to me. That, and especially the second time, as the technology had advanced, now it made me a new man. I couldn't even have done this sculpture had I not had that surgery. That's how profound an effect it had on me.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. The sculpture, as you said, kind of evolved. We had talked about some ideas about a single person. I had kind of looked at something that was approachable, which was another word we
had
talked about.
Yeah.
And I remember when we first came out to your place that first day, I said to my wife, I said, we looked around your yard, and now anybody who's not taking advantage of coming out to Scott's open house on the first Saturday of the month has got to come out there, because the found object sculptures in the yard are pretty amazing. And I looked at her, and I said, I think this is the guy.
Well, I knew I had a favorable light on you guys because you were brave enough to try some of my gumbo.
That's good. So it did kind of evolve. When did the idea of putting all three pieces together, the man, the woman, and the child, when did that come about?
I'm not sure. I think I'm thinking we had a meeting at your house one time, a lunch, and I think it came from that meeting where I felt the bond of the family and this uplifting idea of incorporating all this together. And I wanted to be really uplifting, almost inspiring to people going through that process, you know, of whatever it is, whatever ailment or, you know, any reason they're there to see you.
Right.
And that transition from being a patient to being healed is an uplifting experience. And it's also, you know, to be inspired to go through it. I think, help.
And that's, did that sort of lead to the name, which we haven't actually told everybody what the name of the sculpture is?
Absolutely. Rise Up. Yeah, that's exactly where the name comes. And even more than just orthopedic challenges, it's about life's challenges. You know, everybody goes through. It's about overcoming your challenges.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there was, when you look at the sculpture and you see the various parts, and it's interesting, there are orthopedic parts, there are
automobile parts
there. And you look and you see that the reconstruction is not just orthopedics. For example, with the woman's breast, we understand that women go through reconstructive surgery for breast cancer, and there's a statement about that as well.
Well, my mother's a breast cancer survivor, so it's very dear to my heart. And I also have a friend that has battled breast cancer. And it was just a way to acknowledge that. Those women that have gone through this, and it was just a really good place to acknowledge it, pay tribute.
So we're gonna stop for a little commercial break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about building the sculpture and what's next for Scott Kaywood.
Great.
The Center for Joint Surgery and Sports Medicine is proud to sponsor today's edition of The Doctor's Inn. The physicians and staff at the Joint Surgery and Sports Medicine Center combine their skills to provide a joint effort for joint success. Their goal is to provide the best possible orthopedic care to their patients in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Guided by Christian principles and a team approach to orthopedics, the center's board-certified orthopedic surgeons offer expertise in joint replacement surgery. Utilizing traditional procedures along with advanced medical technology, they will help relieve your pain and get you back to the activities you love as safely and quickly as possible. From diagnosis to surgery to rehabilitation, the dedicated team at the Center for Joint Surgery and Sports Medicine provides a seamless continuum of care for all their patients. Call them at 301-665-4575 to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back. We're here with Scott Kaywood, sculptor of Rise Up, which sits in the lobby at the Center for Joint Surgery on 13 Western Maryland Parkway. Scott, when you put this thing together, you mentioned that you used a lot of different parts. You used some orthopedic parts, some automobile parts. We had talked about some of the orthopedic things. But I think one of the things that's really interesting is every time I look at it, and I've looked at it a lot over the last 2 years almost, you see something different. And for every person, there is a little bit of something different, particularly the hearts, which don't reside inside the sculpture themselves. They're kind of sitting on the outside of the body. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. The hearts were a very important element to me of the whole thing. And the reason is, to rise above challenges, you need a lot of heart. And I didn't want to stick it in their chest. I wanted it to be outside for the whole world to see. And if you look at it, the characters, the woman's heart is very powerful. It's very clean, very strong. There's not a lot of baggage or things to get in the way of it. It's just a strong, clean heart. Whereas the man's heart is like a junk man's heart. It's got keys and pulleys and gears, a little bit of gold, a rose, and they're worn outside the chest to expose the size and the depth of their hearts.
That's really interesting to look at. And I say every time I look at it, I see something a little bit different. You know, my favorite part actually is the woman and the woman's hair, really for two reasons. You know, on the top of the head, the almost like her tiara, the ornaments from that are actually femoral heads from hip replacements.
Right.
But the hair is interesting. Tell us about the hair.
The hair, I had a collection of tire chains, winter tire chains you put on your car for traction that, I don't know, I just picked them up here and there, odd ones. I kept them. I always look at those twisted links, and they said something to me. I just never knew what until I came to the woman's hair, and I wanted to give her like a classic Grecian kind of look, a goddess type look of braids, and immediately thought of those tire chains. I took them all apart, squashed them down so the air gaps, the negative space, was tighter so it read as hair and not chain. Mm-hmm. Welded the backs of them and then wrapped them together to create that effect.
It really is very, very dramatic.
I was really, really, really happy with the result of that. The texture and the whole thing, it just came out so naturally. It just looks natural. It weighs a ton, but it looks natural.
Now, we've talked a lot about the ornament parts of it, the accessory parts, but the bodies themselves. It was very interesting to watch as the project unfolded how the bodies were built and what they were built from. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes into the internal structure of the body and what the skin's made of?
Yeah, sure. My process for the body was to build a substructure of using quarter-inch steel rod and basically following the muscle structures. That way, it would give me the end result of following the muscle lines, which looks more natural. So once I figured that much out, that's what I just took to bending following those muscle lines, and I caught myself just studying muscle groups like for a week or two on end until I got it, and you know, like the leg or wherever I was working. And what I did is I defined those muscles, and then with that negative space, I took some paper, some tracing paper. Actually, I used grocery bags.
Because you're recycling everything, aren't
you? Nothing goes to waste at my house. But there's the right consistency to hold the shape. And I traced that out, cut that out, place it on some of my cut-out steel oil tanks, trace it out with chalk, then cut it out with a shear. Then I take that piece and I'll bend it and shape it on the anvil with the hammer until I get the curve and depth I want. Place it in space it goes and tack it in and move to the next one until I finish that muscle group. Then I weld them all together, grind the welds out, and hopefully at that point it looks like whatever I was going for.
Yeah, it really did. It was interesting to go there and see the anatomy books open. I remember that. And it was really, I think, as you get up to the upper thighs when it started to take form, when you could really see what it was.
That's when it really started coming together. For me, there was a moment where I was working on the woman's hip, and there's a piece that kind of goes at the top of her buttocks and the bottom of her back, just kind of like on the quarter side there. And it's an odd piece, but when I put that piece in, I knew I had it. It sounds odd, and it's a piece you wouldn't think that of. But when I put it in, I knew I had it. I knew that it was right there. It was a big, big moment for me.
All by yourself when you work.
Oh, yeah. It's a lonely, being there.
It did take a long time, I know, to get this thing done.
Oh, yeah.
I guess maybe at least 18 months from start to finish.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and first when we talked about it several, you know, for a month or two at least. And so I was developing, you know, exactly how I was going to approach it. And I got caught between the junk thing and the figurative thing. And I had to convince myself to take the leap all the way into the figurative thing. But that's what happened. But it took me a while to get started because of that, to make that decision and then go forward. So I always tell everybody, these things, all my art projects, I try to bombard my mind with everything I can. And then I try to let it talk to me and tell me what to do. And once I get to that point, it moves along great. And that's really my process. If I map it out too much beforehand, I'm never happy with the results.
But it certainly did seem to occupy your entire life the last couple of months, if I recall.
That's the understatement. I'm still doing laundry and washing dishes.
We've talked about this sculpture being out at the office, but I would encourage people to come out to the open house, and that's the first Saturday of the month.
First Saturday every month,
usually about 12 o'clock you get rolling, and people come out there and have a beer out on the deck. And
it's very casual, very loose, and people walk around the garden. And I have some work to show in the house and then my studio, and it's really become a great thing. I get it really interested people. So I never know who's going to show up, and I'm always pleasantly surprised. It's amazing who does show up.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, now that the babies are gone, what's next for Scott?
Well, I've just been talking to the Allegheny Arts Council in Western Maryland about the sculpture garden in Frostburg, which I already have a piece there. And we're in the process of trying to get grant money to add two new pieces to that sculpture garden. It's right on the Allegheny Passage bike trail. And the idea is to get bikers on the trail into Frostburg.
I think hopefully, you know, the interest that's generated by Rise Up will get people interested in more interested in public art. And
Absolutely. The more the better. The more people see it and interact, the more they're open to it, the more things seem to happen. It's a good thing. Maryland's a good state for artists. They really do. The State Arts Council is pretty good with funding. Even in slim times, they manage to help.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for being here, Scott.
My pleasure.
So we're going to take a little commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have a little commentary.
The sculpture is up. It is stunning and powerful. Yes, Scott K. Wood's masterpiece adorns the lobby at the Center for Joint Surgery and Sports Medicine.
The sculpture's figures are lifelike and muscular, but also mechanical, and represent the motto of the Center for Joint Surgery and Sports Medicine, a joint effort for joint success. When asked about the sculpture, Dr. Ralph Salvagno commented,
"So I wanted something that was lifelike but had mechanical properties. I wanted something that was elegant. But most important, I wanted something that people would go up and have their picture taken standing next to it."
Come by and see this masterpiece of form depicting function. From diagnosis to surgery to rehabilitation, the dedicated team at the Center for Joint Surgery and Sports Medicine provides a seamless continuum of care for all our patients. Call them at 301-665-4575 to schedule an appointment.
Throughout history, humans have created artistic representation, allowing individuals to express their feelings and ideas about medicine and illness. These representations have included ancient wall paintings, carvings, and sculpture. Some may be simple sketches or more complex painting. Art is also a critical part of medical education. Medical illustrators create illustrations and diagrams to help explain complicated surgical procedures. The advances in reconstructive procedures, such as those that might occur after disfiguring cancer surgeries, create another opportunity for artistic expression. Art can also be therapeutic. There are several programs, like those dealing with child abuse or post-traumatic stress disorders, which use art expression as a part of the healing process. What about artistic training as a prelude to medical education? Aside from some nice artwork, there's a few things we'd like to see on a doctor's wall, one of them being a diploma from a quality medical school. We might also look there for their undergraduate degree. Now, many of us have taken a more traditional approach, either majoring in physical or social sciences. But according to Dr. John Semple, the chief surgeon at the Toronto Women's College Hospital, quote, "A training in art is really a training in observation. It teaches you how to be aware and how to see, and that's certainly something you can use extremely well in medicine. It's also true that an artist's manual dexterity can be beneficial, especially to a surgeon." Now, I've spoken before about medical training. Having been a surgeon now for over 25 years, I do understand the complexity of medicine and surgery and the amount of knowledge that grows every day. There is an increasing pressure on students to develop scientific competency and knowledge. While this is admirable, we cannot forget the arts. It is art that helps us appreciate the beauty that surrounds us. It was truly an extraordinary opportunity to work with Scott K. Wood in the development of the Rise Up project. When I would go check on the progress of the sculpture, I would see the anatomy books open to many of the same pages that I studied in medical school. You can see this work in the lobby of our building at 13 Western Maryland Parkway in Hagerstown. We've heard about from Scott how he sees the sculpture, but I'd like to see what you think about it. What does it mean to you? What does it say about the future? What do your kids or grandkids think about it? It's a wonderful opportunity to expose your children to art and discuss their interpretation of this magnificent sculpture. Send me your comments to drralph@thedoctorsinn.net. Again, drralph@thedoctorsinn.net. For The Doctor's Inn, this is Dr. Ralph Salvagno wishing you a good day and good health.
Join Dr. Ralph Salvagno next week at this same time for more of The Doctor's Inn.